If Freedom Fails. We'd like to take you on a visit to a town that doesn't exist. A town we call Springfield, USA. We'd like to show you how things would be in any American town if communism took over. This is a story of what could happen under a communist regime to any one of you who has ever nailed a hoop to a wall and shot a few baskets. With Dana Andrews as Stan, this is the story of The Toss-Up.
Walt, do you hear anything? I think I hear something. It sounds just like... You fellas hear anything?
No.
Oh. Stan.
No. What do you hear, Ben?
Gone now. But a minute ago, it was real plain in my sight. I swear it was.
I believe you, boy. What did it sound like?
Like a basketball. It was a slow dribble, as if it was coming off the sidelines into center court. You remember how we...
It was just your imagination, Ben. I told you to stop thinking of that stuff. We all gotta stop. It was just your imagination, Ben.
Maybe it was at that. But I could have sworn it. Stan.
Yeah, Ben.
You've been keeping track of the days.
What days? Who knows when it's day and when it's night in this place? No, I haven't.
Oh. Walt? Yeah. It's me, Ben.
Don't go on repeating my name and yours all the time. All the time repeating names. There's only three of us in this cell block. We've known each other a long time now. You don't have to go on repeating the names. I know it's you, so stop repeating, you hear?
Okay, Walt. Well, if that's the way you want it, sure.
Ben.
What do you want, Stan? Huh?
Don't talk so loud. Come over close to the wall and talk toward me. Only talk low, huh?
Sure, Stan, sure.
And look, boy, try to remember not to use the name so much. Now try it, will you?
Oh, all right, Stan. All right, sure. How's that, huh? How's that?
That's just fine, boy. Just fine. Walt, are you keeping track of the days?
No. No, I started to when they first put us in jail here. Had my watch, the luminous dial. The one the People's Committee gave the team. But last week I broke it. I guess it was last week or maybe last month, a year or something. Anyhow, I broke it. I smashed it and I stepped on it.
What did you do that for? You know you were the only one in here who had a watch. What did you do that for?
It was my watch, and what do they do for us, that stinking People's Committee? Where are they now? Why did they leave us in here? Why did they let them put us in here in the first place without a trial or anything? I'm no jailbird. I didn't steal anything or kill anybody. I didn't even say anything against that stinking communist party. So why am I here? And why shouldn't I smash their stinking luminous watch? Who cares how many days it is?
I do. I've been trying to find out. I don't know how long. I tried to figure it out from the way they fed us, but I don't think they do it regular. Besides, I keep falling asleep. What else is there to do? Can't even do setups in here. It's so cramped. You know, they shouldn't have put six-footers like us in small cells like these. What are you laughing at, Walt?
You, Ben. You. The three of us rotting away in here, getting crazier than Ben.
Shut up, Walt. Shut up. Now you, Ben. Relax. Do you hear me? And forget about basketball. Just think about something else.
What else is there to think about, Stan? I don't know anything else. Ever since I was a kid, this is all I know. Basketball. First thing I remember, basketball. My pa only ever talked about to me. Basketball. I can't think of anything else, Stan. Only basketball.
I'm sorry, Ben. You go right ahead, then.
You didn't have to tell him. He would have anyhow.
Isn't like where clerks or something used to sit in the desks.
boy, did I call
out. We're used to moving around, aren't we, Walt? We're ball players.
Yeah, we're ball players, all right. Look at us. A couple of more months in this lousy hole we're locked in, and we won't be able to hold our own at ping pong.
Don't talk that way, Walt. They're going to let us out of here. Why should they want to keep us in here? Didn't you say yourself if we played along with them, they'd take care of us?
I don't know. Did I?
Sure you did. I remember it real clear. You came running in one day saying they wanted to make us master of sport.
That's what I said, master of sport.
What's that mean?
Well, it's going to mean everything. It's going to mean that we
can... I never heard of it.
Oh, you will, though. Look, it's hard to explain because we never had anything like it here in this country. This is something they started in Russia.
I'm not so sure I want it, then.
Not so loud, Stan. You could get in terrible trouble if somebody heard you. Please, Stan.
All right. What about this master of sport? What do we have to do for it?
Well, nothing, really. Just play ball, what we want to do.
Not for them, I don't.
Well, if you don't for them, you won't for anybody. Oh, you might as well face it, Stanley, my boy. The communists are running things. You play along with them or you become a laborer or something.
Maybe I'd like that better.
Oh, you're out of your head. It isn't like they're asking us to be secret police or something. We don't have to kill anybody or even spy. All we have to do is to play basketball.
Maybe. What else goes with it?
Well, that's all. The rest is gravy. If you're a master of the sport, you're like a high party member. You get an apartment, better rations, and a car. A car, do you hear?
I heard you.
Well, what do you say? They want me to give them an answer. How about you, Ben?
Well, sounds okay, I guess. Like you said, we don't have to do nothing wrong. Just play ball. Sure, I'll do it.
Atta boy. Well, Stan?
Not me. I don't know much about these things. I can't even figure out yet how all this communist business happened here in the USA. It all came about so sudden. Kind of sneaked up on us. All of a sudden it's here. The guy doesn't know what to do about it. But I don't like the sound of your master of sports business. I don't like all that extra ration stuff. There's a catch somewhere. I don't know where, but there is. No, just count me out.
Well, if you're out, we're all out. That's the bargain they made. You're going to let us down?
It looks that way.
Well, then it's probably a labor camp for us. It'd be like a slap in the face if I turn them down now. They'll punish us. We'll never play ball again. We'll be locked up somewhere.
Oh, Stan, say you'll do it. I don't know about you, Stan, but I don't think I could stand it if I couldn't play basketball. You gotta do it, Stan. It won't hurt nothing or nobody if we just play basketball, will it, Walt?
It won't mean a thing. Like I told you, they only want us to play ball.
Yeah. All right, I'll play. So all we have to do is play basketball, huh?
Okay. How was I to know we had to come to this training center?
Yeah, that's right, Stan. He didn't know. Besides, it'll do us good to get in shape for the world championship matches.
Attention, comrades, attention. May I introduce Comrade Johnson, our commissar of sport.
Thank you, comrades. It gives me great pleasure to welcome all of you to this National Sports Training Center. Each of you has been chosen and designated a master of sports. This is an honor that makes the former decadent All-American titles pale into insignificance. This honor has been bestowed upon each of you because of your superior physical abilities in one sport or another. But ability alone is not enough, comrades. We here in America are far behind in achieving the necessary relation between the state and sports, such as the Soviet Union has achieved through its Fitzkultura. Therefore, we must strive hard at this center to bridge that gap. We must demonstrate that communist American sportsmen are eagerly working toward that goal. Thank you, comrades. And now, to your studies, both political and athletic.
Well, what do you think, guys?
I don't know. Yet.
What do you mean, decadent All-American? I didn't think it was anything like that. I was proud when they picked us All-Americans. The Galloping Goons.
That's what they called us. Remember what the sports writer said? The one in the Springfield Post-Dispatch. In all my life, I never read anything like that. How'd that go now? You remember how it went, Walt.
Oh, no. What would I be remembering that for?
I remember it, Ben.
Enough to tell it, Stan?
Well, maybe. I memorized it once.
Oh, tell it first, Stan.
If you want.
Sure we want. Come on, tell it.
Well, I don't know how right I got it, but it went something like this. Let's see. Yesterday, our favorite goons went galloping into the Hall of Fame. Yes, Bradley, Rosen, and O'Connor made All-American. And for our money, there never were three guys deserved it more. If you ever watched them, you would know why. They may look like goons, these three, but when they gallop across a court, you know you've seen some basketball players. You watch them. They're poetry in motion. And they're real ball handlers, which is the final measure of a player. They can hook them into the basket from either side or push up the soft, looping ones from straight away, and when they miss, which isn't often, their misses are soft ones that drop down when they hit any part of the rim instead of bouncing away. Go take a look at them when you can, because these three All-Americans, Bradley, O'Connor, and Rosen, these three six-footers are every inch of them American.
Come on, we better go. There's another meeting.
Defense, comrades, is considered inimical to the people's interests. Therefore, the man-to-man defense is the authorized defense throughout the sports centers of all the...
Hey, what's he talking about?
You got me.
Some point is not clear, Comrade Rosen.
Yeah. What do you mean, inimical?
Inimical means hostile or harmful, Comrade Rosen. In other words, the zone defense in basketball is forbidden now. To continue...
Well, what do you mean, forbidden? Why?
Comrade Rosen, a loyal master of the sport, never questions decisions from above.
Yeah, but the zone defense is our specialty. It's been used in this country for years. How come it's no good here all of a sudden? Who says it's no good?
Ben, forget it.
The zone defense, Comrade Rosen, has been forbidden by the Central Rules Committee in Moscow. Do you still wish to contest it?
Moscow? What do those jokers know about basketball?
My dear Comrade Rosen, you seem to forget that basketball is, after all, a Russian game.
A Russian?
Huh?
Hey, now, wait a minute, friend. A guy called Naismith invented it back in 18-something. A good 25 years before you guys invented Soviet Russia. You must be thinking of something else you invented. Crossword puzzles or something.
I warn you, Bradley.
Well, warn me all you want, but don't go on telling me about basketball. Did you hear that, Stan? Ben, tell him. Go on, set him right.
What's the difference who invented it, long as we get to play it, huh? Isn't that right, Ben?
That's right. Well, it doesn't matter that much.
It does matter. I want to play basketball as much as anybody. But when they start telling me some Russian invented the game, that's too much. I say it's a lie. What do you say to that, comrade?
What do I say? I say you are under arrest.
You are listening to The Toss-Up, starring Dana Andrews. A story of the way things could be if communism took over. A picture of what life would be like under a communist regime in an ordinary American town. A town we call Springfield, USA.
Come in. Come on, all three of you.
Dear me, you are tall ones, aren't you? I expect you know who I am.
Sure, you're a commissar of sports.
Very good. O'Connor, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So, you're the famous galloping goons, eh? I take it the one with his mouth open is Rosen.
Yes, sir, that's me. Center.
Center, of course. And that leaves Bradley, doesn't it? Bradley, the malcontent. Bradley, the stickler for the truth. You know, there's no need for you men to be under arrest. Absolutely no need at all.
Then why are we?
A good question. Because you haven't yet learned acceptance.
What does that mean?
Quite simply, it means this. Either you play the game our way, or you don't play it at all.
That's okay by me. Maybe I just as soon work on a farm or something.
Farm? Your alternative is jail.
What?
Why,
what are you talking
you
about?
You
can't do that to Walt.
And Comrade Rosen, never. I say never tell a commissar he cannot do something. Ordinarily, you understand, I wouldn't put up with this. Not for a moment. I'm doing it now only because of the championship matches, because we're to play Russia, and because I want us to look good. For that reason alone, I am being so charitable. Now, which is it to be, basketball or jail? I repeat, which is it to be? The apartments, the cars, the extra rations, or a cell, hard labor and slop? Well?
All right, Commissar.
All right, what?
I guess the Russians did invent basketball at that.
Well, I knew you'd see the light. Now, let's forget this whole nasty business. The important thing now is the championship matches.
Out of courtesy to the challengers for the world championship, our esteemed comrades from the Soviet Union, the referees for this game will be the eminent Russian experts, comrades Rostov and Lysenko. Attention, comrades, attention! Another such outburst and we shall be forced to clear the audience of all but Communist Party workers and Youth Front members.
Stan, what do you make of it? I don't know. But even playing man-to-man, these cows can't touch us. What do you say, Walt?
You're the boss.
Tell the others we play as planned. Well, that's it.
I'll hop to it, Ben.
And you hop to it. I'm going to set you up for a score right on the tip-off. This guy looks like a pushover.
Here it comes, Ben. First time.
Well, O'Connor, what is it? You can't call time like that just after play begins.
I can if I get a ball like this.
What's wrong with the ball, may I ask?
Well, it isn't regulation.
Well, let's see it, Stan. Hey, what is this, a bowling ball? Feel this, Ben.
No, it's not a ball for bowling, comrade. It's a regulation ball.
Well, maybe in Russia, but not here. Either we have a ball like we always
what
have, or we...
What's it all about? What's going on?
Well, they slipped us an oversized ball, Commissar. Yeah, look for yourself.
Is this true, referee?
I don't know what they're talking about, Commissar. As you can see, it's printed clearly on the ball itself. Regulation USSR. The real difficulty, I suspect, is that our American comrades are merely seeking excuses for their poor playing ability.
What? That's enough of that. You'll play with this ball or not at all?
Okay. Come on, fellas.
We start again from the toss-up.
Don't worry, Stan. I'll still get it to you.
Atta boy. We can beat these elephants using a medicine ball.
Not so loud. I might bring one into the game.
Okay, Ben. And a point, Ben.
O'Connor scoring for America.
Good point, Ben. They never knew I'd hit him. What do you say to that, you rooski?
Foul? You must have made a mistake, ref. Who fouled who?
You did, Comrade Bradley. Comrade O'Connor's score will not count.
Foul against America. Bradley.
Oh, hey, now, wait a minute. I never fouled anybody.
Do you want to be thrown out of the game, Comrade Bradley?
I might as well be if this goes on. Stand.
Forget it. Let him have it. The game's just begun. Okay, ref.
Soviet Union 1, America nothing.
Well, they're ahead.
Not for long. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Hey, who fouled this time?
Foul against America. Bradley.
Hey, what is this, a conspiracy? I got a reputation. Listen, you...
Hey, Walter, get thrown off the court. We want time, referee.
You can have it.
Thanks. Do you think you can spare it?
Well, what do we do now? Looks like they're going to send us out on personal fouls, 1, 2, 3. No wonder they're European champs.
Sure, now we know why they insist on a man-to-man, too. It's easier to call fouls. No wonder the zone is inimical to the people's interests.
So what do we do about it?
There's not much we can do but give them the game.
You mean throw it to those mutton heads? We never did that, Stan, never. We can't do it now. We can beat them, Stan.
Not with these referees. We're three chumps as long as they're out there, so let's forget it.
No, wait. Oh, we can whip those guys, even with the refs against us. You can figure out something, can't you, Stan? You're the captain. Oh, come on, Stan, please, let's whip him. Let's beat the pants off him.
Well, I don't know.
How about it, Walt? You with me?
Oh, I don't know, Ben.
Oh, you gotta be. You can't just say you don't know. There comes a time when you gotta stop taking their fancy apartments and cars, Walt. There comes a time when you stand up to them and tell them black's not white. That's right, Stan. Doc Naismith invented this game, and we're here to play it, nothing else. And I don't know about you guys, but that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play basketball, play it the way I want, and the way the fans want it. I don't care about the refs or the people's interests or anything. There comes the time, and that's all. Well,
all right, Ben.
Sure, Ben. Now, listen. We go into a shifting zone. I'm front man. We get the ball, I'll break fast, ready to score.
You'll score.
And how? We'll show those dumb commies. They're going to see some bold players. Come on.
Okay, ref, let's go.
What's wrong now?
You're playing contrary to the rules, Comrade O'Connor.
We're playing international rules like we always have. What's wrong with them?
We don't accept them, Comrade. They're outmoded capitalist rules.
What you mean is we might win with them and you don't like it.
Comrade Bradley, you're disqualified. Leave the floor.
You'll make me. Yeah, make it.
Rosen, you two are disqualified.
What about me, Flatnose? Aren't you going to disqualify me, too?
No, Comrade O'Connor, you. I place under arrest. Dirt!
You can't do that to Stan. He's the captain. You got no guard to arrest Stan.
Shut up, Rosen.
Forget it, Stan. They know the only other way to stop Stan from scoring is the quickest way. And it can't be that obvious. Not just yes.
Shut up! You're all under arrest. Take him away.
No, you got no cause to do this. All we want to do is play basketball. We don't know anything about the party or any of that stuff. We just want to play. Why don't they let us? Why do they always have to win? Why don't they just play ball, win or lose? But play it. That's all we want to do is play basketball. Play basketball. Play basketball.
There was no cause for them to throw us in this jail. How come they did it? All we wanted to do was play basketball. How come they did it?
Aren't you going to answer him, Stan? You're captain. Tell him, Stan.
What am I going to tell him? It don't even make sense to me. We made mistakes, you and me, by giving in and selling out to the commies. But I don't know what to tell Ben. Like he said, he only wanted to play basketball. But he still got caught in this thing.
Well, you better do something before he gets another in the fruitcake. And while you're at it, see if you can think of something for me. What are we going to do, Stan?
I don't know. I guess we'll just sit here and wait.
Stan.
Yeah, boy.
I keep trying that exercise you told me, but it doesn't help. Charlie Horse keeps coming back.
It does, huh?
Yes, Stan. You know any others?
No.
You know any, Walt?
No. No, I don't. And stop calling me by my name. Tell me,
What's going to happen to us?
Stan.
Yeah, boy. What?
What'll I do now?
I don't know. Maybe lie down.
It's not easy. I'm 6'7", you know. Oh, this cell's just too small. I can't stretch out. I get my Charlie horse worse.
And just sit there.
Oh. They shouldn't have put us in here, Stan. Not 6 footers like us. We're gonna get out of shape. Gonna get flabby. How are we gonna play basketball again if we're out of shape and flabby, huh, Stan? Stan. Oh, Stan, speak to me, Stan. You all right, Stan?
Yeah, I'm all right. Now listen to me, boy. Listen to me, good. We're not gonna play ball again. Not ever. We're going to get out of shape and flabby, and we're going to have Charlie horses. You got that?
Yes, then, sure. Anything you say. You were always captain. You're calling the place.
Okay, I'm calling it. Now repeat it after me. We're not ever going to play basketball again.
I got it, Stan. I got it. We're not ever going to play basketball again.
This is really rich. You go on saying it now till we rot in here. Oh, boy, Stanley, my boy, you really fix things. Oh, boy, you're a real smart captain.
Yeah. Real smart.
You have just heard a story of what can happen to sports when communism takes over. You think this could not happen? It did happen in Prague, Czechoslovakia, where sports audiences have been purged for objecting to fixed decisions. It did happen in Red China, when a visiting Soviet basketball team played 15 friendly matches in Beijing, Tianjin, and Shanghai, defeating crack Chinese teams by such obvious scores as 95-38, 102-21, and 83-35, using, of course, their own referees, a heavier ball, a new backboard, and their own international rules, as opposed to the American rules by which the Chinese had always played. The Chinese, it seems, have learned that the first rule of Soviet sport is to let the USSR win. You've been listening to If Freedom Failed, starring Dana Andrews as Stan in The Toss-Up. Peter Leeds was Walt, Shep Mencken was Ben, and Carlton Young was the Commissar. Music was composed by John Hicks, with musical direction by Michel Perrier. The Toss-Up was written for If Freedom Failed by John Vlejos, produced and directed by Robert M. Young. Sergeant Lloyd Iyer speaking. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.